This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. McDonald's could be held liable for wage violations and obstructing union organization at franchise restaurants after a new National Labor Relations Board ruling. It says McDonald's can be what's called a joint employer along with franchise owners. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on just how big a deal this is.
If it's upheld, the ruling could mean McDonald's is legally responsible when franchise owners shortchange workers or lay them off after protesting for higher wages. Courts have held Walmart to be a joint employer of its temporary warehouse workers, too. Christine Owens of the National Employment Law Project says labor law seems to be
catching up with how the economy is changing, and so many working people are no longer directly employed by the company. There's more than one employer who really is calling the shots.
Business groups warn the ruling could undermine franchising. Labor law expert Ellen Dannon isn't so sure.
Just because the general counsel has issued a complaint doesn't necessarily lead to the kinds of problems that they're worried about.
Dannon also doesn't think the pro-labor ruling will necessarily make union organizing against chains like McDonald's any easier. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.